So we left off yesterday with three basic urim as to what was troubling the Gemara. What is the significance of the phrase that chametz is a davar, she'en b'shusel, and therefore, really based on pure din mamonos, you shouldn't have been over by Rabbi Matz in the first place. So either the pshat is like the Ravid's understanding that it's Isuri Hanah not called yours, or like the Ketzos' version of the Ritva, even though we had a little bit of issues whether that's really the Ritva per se, but at least the Ketzos' understanding that it's Shalom, Eidah B'Shuso, which as we spoke about B'Arichas yesterday, commits itself to a certain understanding and definition of what constitutes Eidah B'Shuso. Then we had the third possibility that we suspect is really the Shittas Ritva, and that was presented by the Chassam Sofer, that regularly Surah Hanah or Shalom, and it's very possible that regularly Surah Hanah or B'Shuso as well. But Chometz is the different one, because Chometz is not just us, but no, it's actually Tali B'Din Ha'olam. And that Gufa is could be the in a sense, the factor over here that makes it, in theory, an B'Shuso Shalom. So we said at the end of the Shia yesterday, we're going to try to test all these three theories in different Gemaras and see what the other Sukkahs and Shas have to say about Dvar Masur Bana, other indications from other Makairis. So there is a Gemara on the fourth of the Aramakomis. We've seen this Gemara before. I don't think we spoke about it yet, yesterday, right? I don't think we actually started the Gemara yesterday, but we've seen this Gemara in the past. So let's take a look at the fourth of the Aramakomis. But Bavakama Dachbem Da'adam Abeis. Tana Rabbanu. Shor Shahemis. If an animal killed somebody, Ashlo Nigmar Dinoi. So there wasn't yet Nigmar Hadin. So what happened? Machrom Ochor. So if the owner of the animal decides that he's going to sell it quickly because he sees the handwriting on the wall, he realizes that it's about to have a Nigmar Din in a few hours, and it's going to become Asaba Noah, and then he's not going to get too much money for it at that point. So he figures, let's jump the gun and sell it now. So the price says Machrom Ochor because the mice, it's Dabra Mutar. Higdisha Mukdash, the guy figures, listen, I have to be a Korban anyway, and this animal is about to get thrown into the garbage, it's about to become a Shor Nisgal, so let me use this animal to bring my Korban. So Higdisha Mukdash. Shchotoy Besara Mutar. If you jump the gun and you shecht it, so then the meat is going to be Mutar. Hechzir Shoymer the base by of Mukhsar. If you happen to have been a Shoymer and you are watching this animal, and now you realize, give out. If I wait until it's Nigmar Din, I'm going to have a big trouble explaining away to the owner why I'm giving them back something that's Asa Bano. And some of you may remember Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanah, it's not even so simple, I'll be able to pull off Harish Chofanech at that point. So let me give it back right now before it's Asa Bano. Mukhsa, Tafanachnami. So then that will be acceptable. So the guy's on the ball. He knows, he sees what's happening, he sees what's coming. So he plans in advance, he's Makdashit, Makdashit, Shechzit, Mochir, etc. But now everything changes. Mishanig Madinai. What if the guy was sleeping, and then they took the shore, and they were talking Nigmar Hadin on it? So we have to fill in a piece of information that the Pashtus Hadvarim is, this is going to change radically as the Sugya develops, the Pashtus Hadvarim is that once it's Nigmar Hadin on the shore, the shore becomes Asa B'Hanoah. How do we know that a shore Nisgal is Asa B'Hanoah in the first place? The Torah says, V'lo ye'ochlas b'saro. And the Torah Shabbat explains to us that lo ye'ochlas b'saro doesn't only refer to Achim, it refers to Hanoah as well. And it doesn't only refer to after it was already Nisgal, it even refers to before it was Nisgal, once it reaches the point of Nigmar Hadin. So that's the simple reason. That's what the Torah Shabbat says. Once it's Nigmar Dino, v'shochta ha'bailim, the Gemara says in Bavakam Daf Mem Aleph, Lo Yechlas Besaro cannot be understood kipshuto. The Pasuk says, Sakol Yisakel Lashor V'lo Yechlas Besaro. So there's no way in the world for the Torah to be telling us that first you throw it off the cliff, you stone it, and then by the way, don't eat it. Why would that be superfluous? That would be an absurd way of reading the Tashbich B'Chsav, because any addition of veil and veil asur bechila. I know from Parshas Re'e that any animal that died in any other way except for Kosher Shechita is an veil. So it's nichlo and the iser deraisa b'sach kol nevela. So why do I need the Torah to say lo ye'ochlas b'saro? Obviously, the Chumash is not talking about post a literal skila. It must be pre skila. I.e. nigmar dino b'shachta yaser b'yachila aser b'ano. So comes the Bryce and says, once it's nigmar dino, then everything changes. Mochro and a mochor. If you try to sell it after Nigmar HaDin, forget it, the Mechir is Batel Mavudu. Hikdisha Eir Mokdash. If you try to be Makdash, the Hekdash is Batel Mavudu. Shachtoi Bisar Asur. If you try to shecht it, and you shecht it, the meat is also be achil, also be anon. Vechziv Hashem lebeis ba'ayla ben ha-mukhsar. Except according to Yaakov, that's mukhsar. But according to the Rabbanan, you can't say v'shchol fanech. So it's clear that the Brais is drawing a line of demarcation between pre-Nigmar HaDin and post-Nigmar HaDin. And post-Nigmar HaDin, all of the resulting cheshe mishpah didim, amnistika didim, now occur. And if you try to sell it, try to makhsh, etc., none of it's going to happen. So let's analyze this brisa for a moment. I agree to all the facts that once it's Nigmar HaDin, it's also Bano. I got that. Why is it Mocher in a Mocher? Why can't I sell? So it's also Bano. So what? What's the Akev me from selling it? What's the Akev me from being Makdashit? So it's also Bano. The third line the brisa I understand. Shachtum is a Rosh, that's the only part of the brisa that's easy to understand. That's not controversial. But why is Mocher and Mocher and Ikdish and Mokdash? Just because it's also not Azma. So how would you approach this Brisa? So which Rishon do you think is looking at this Brisa and said, I told you so? Which Rishon? What? The Ravid. The Ravid will look at this Brisa and says, I'll tell you exactly why it's Ikdish and Mokdash. It's exactly why Mocher and Mocher. Because it's also about no. Once it's also about no, Bailos is Paka. You cannot sell what you do not own. You cannot be Makdish, what you do not own. So according to the Ravid, this price reads like a child. But according to the Ritva in Masech HaSukkah, who says that Israel do belong to you, so why is it Taka Mocher and Mocher? Why is it Tisha and Makdish? What's going on? It's a Pell. Mama Shapella? What's Pshah? Who saw the Ktzos? The Ktzos quoted this Gemara to support his theory. The Ktzos in the 15th Ramah Kamis writes that Shah and Niska Mashadig Medina Mocher and Mocher, the Labishusakrala Dushe. What does that mean? What does that phrase mean? Rashi on the spot says Labishusakoi. Zok the Ktzos, the imagery that this Bryce has conjured up is Adavra Osabano Ishaloi Obinat Bishusoi. And a dove which is shaloi and a mishuso and a yochel haktish and a yochel limkor, and that's the pshat of this place. So what the Ktzos just did in one line in Siman Tov Vav is he just explained to you this brayse bein lefi arayvin, which the Ktzos didn't think was correct, bein lefi aritva, which the Ktzos thought was correct, and his version of the ritva. And the name of the game is enu yochel. Until the end, the name of the game is enu mishuso. So what the Gemara Pesachim Davar Mebeis is saying in the eyes of the Ketzais, that a Davar that Shalai Vein Meshusa, you can't be Mabatel, is exactly what the, well, you shouldn't have been over by Rabbi Motzai, is exactly what the Gemara is saying in Mavakam Adaf Mem Dalid, that a Davar that Shalai Vein Meshusa, such as a shore, Meshadig Medinoi, it's also Bano, so it's Shalai Vein Meshusa, you can't be Maktish, you can't be Meichot. It's Gevaldik Pesachim Ketzais. Anyone think this pshat is controversial besides everything that we said yesterday about our stam issues with the Hilgit Balak Tzais? Just the way he's saying Taich in this Gemara, is there anything that's controversial, anything that's problematic? He's sticking into the Gemara Baba Kama the aside of Shalav Yenu Mishusa.
Who says that Rabbi Yochanan's Shita extends to Mechira? Maybe it's only about Hektosh.
Who says that Rabbi Yechon's Shita extends to Mechira? Rabbi Yechon's statement was, Om Rabbi Yechon, Gezel Osi Asha Ba'ilim, Ze Ili Yoch Lakdisha, Vezeh Ili Yoch Lakdisha. Ze Ala Fishenu Shaloi, Vezeh Fishenu Bishusoi. Rabbi Yechon never said a word about what you can and cannot be Mechira. So clearly the Ktzos, if he's learning Pshat in this Braisa to be an expression of Rabbi Yechon's view, and the Braisa says explicitly, Mochor in a Mochor, you put two and two together, obviously the Ktzos is working with that assumption that Mechir and Hekdesh are all the same. But you can't be Makdish, you can't be Mechir. Who thinks that that is controversial? Who thinks that Rishon will take an issue with that? Who remembers what we spoke about a few weeks ago, months ago? Did we mention this? We didn't mention Machlokes Tais in the Rosh about this very Nakuda. Yeah, come on, for sure we did. No? Does it ring a bell?
Matana also.
Okay, so it's time to ring the bell, I say. Let's go back a step. Because according to the Halak Tzais, who said Pshat and Agamara, and again, even though, you know, every time we hear the Tzais, we keep on thinking, oh, but we proved the Ritva, is it really that? It's true. We don't really think the Ritva holds this way, but the Tzais is presenting a viable sheet. Call it the Tzais, call it the Ritva whoever you want. It's the Tzais' understanding of this Gemara. So that in and of itself is worth it. It's kedai to spend the whole shiur just on the Halak Tzais, whether or not that is the Ritva's view or not. So the Tzais, who said Pshat and Agamara and Davav, the Chometz is the Shalom Yedem Shusay, is invoking the same principle. This is one of the Ktzais' favorite topics, Shalom Yedem Shusay. It's like Molivigod, the Shrab Ktzais, and he talks about this in a few places. So he is very, very comfortable applying the rule of Shalom Yedem Shusay to explain what's going on in Bava Kamma and Dalet. But by doing so, the Ktzais is making a bigger jump, a big leap of faith, that just as you can be mocked in Shalom Yedem Shusay, so too you can be mocked in Shalom Yedem Shusay. And that, in fact, is a major machlokes in Mishnah. That machlokes revolves around the Gemara Bava Kamma of Ayin, which we did speak about a while ago. But the Gemara talks about Hashah. Remember that? Didn't we talk about that? Vaguely about Hashah? No, we didn't talk about it. We did, right? Tais in the Rosh, but we didn't talk about it. Good. That's what I asked before. No, nobody answered me before. The Gemara Bava Kamma of Ayin quotes a machlokes to the shyness of Nahardoi. Now rings the bell. The Nahardoi, from Nahardoi, the Nahardoi had two different versions of what they said about the following topic. I have a claim against Reuven. The problem is Reuven's in California, and I'm not particularly interested in going to California today. So, but Shimon is going off to California. So I'd like to appoint Shimon to be my shaliach to represent me in court. So I can't just do that just like that. I can't just appoint him as a shliach because for some reason shlichus doesn't work to be my representative in a din Torah. The other person could turn around to Shimon and say, you're not authorized to take me to court. So my shlichus doesn't work. The only way that I can appoint somebody to take somebody else to a din Torah is I have to do what's called the shtar harshal. I have to write a document that hereby appoints him and puts him in control, and he's acting in my place, then and only then does the Mursha, the person who was appointed, have the right to go take the unemployed into a din Torah. That's a fair shikmah of a common fine. So the Amoraim had a machloikis about the following possible limitation to a shtar hashoah. What if I have a din Torah against Reuven that's Reuven stole my animal. I claim he stole my animal somewhere. And I want to send Shimon to go be my representative. So I write a shtar hashoah authorizing Shimon to go deal with this din Torah, to go retrieve my animal. So there's one lashon in Hardoi that says that's a problem. You know why that's a problem? Because that animal that stole it is gezeila, and I don't have the koach to appoint a shtar hashoah on a davar shel gezeila. You know why? Because of Rabbi Yochanan. Just as Rabbi Yochanan darshan for the pasuk Ishki Yaktish is basic Kaidish Lashem, you could only be Makdish something that belongs to you and is Beshuso. It has to be Beso Shalom Beshuso. Just as you can't be Makdish something that's Ere Beshuso, so too you can't write Ishtar HaShah on something that's Ere Beshuso as well. That's one Lashon in Hadur. And then the Gemara backtracks and says, no, it's not true. You can write Ishtar HaShah. Maybe there's a technical problem, it doesn't look right, it's a Mechzeki Shikra, because how do you know he really has that? There are some potential logistic quirks about writing the Shtar HaShoah, but the second Lashon Nardoi says that Bi'ikaron, in terms of Cheshem Mishpah, you really can. So there's some kind of a machlokes going on here between, in the Halakha town of Nardoi. So the people from Nardoi, call them Nardois. So the Nardoi, the people from Nardoi, the Gemara says who they were exactly. I forgot which Amara was in Hardoi. But the Halak Amaraim in Hardoi, we're not sure whether Rabbi Yechon's limitation of not being able to be Makdish at Dovashem Mishusa applies to not being able to write a Shtar HaShoah on Dovashem Mishusa. So what's the Nakudas of Machlekes? What are they fighting about? So as Machlekes ties in the Rashba, Rabbi Kama, what exactly the Nakudas of Machlekes? So Taisus in Rabbi Kama, the Ayin claims that everybody agrees fundamentally within Rabbi Yochanan's world, should we pass the Shlachas? I have to disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, but we're not mitzeches to them right now. The accepted view of Halacha Rabbi Yochanan that you can't be makdish the davar shein b'shusay, just as you can't be makdish the davar shein b'shusay, you can't be meicher the davar shein b'shusay. It's the same thing. What's the difference? Makdish, meicher. Those are all expressions of changes of bailus. If it's not b'shuscha, it's not b'shuscha. So you can't transfer ownership in davar shein b'shusay. You can't be meicher the davar shein b'shusay. That's exactly why the first version of Nardoi said you can't do it, you can't write a Shtar Shah. Because the first version of Nardoi understood that a Shtar Shah is basically like a Mechira. Fundamentally, you cannot represent me in a Din Torah. The only mechanism available to enable you to represent me is you're not really representing me, you're really representing yourself. I sell you, in a sense, the rights of this animal. Now, we hope and pray you give it back to me when you return back with it, but that's a technical problem. But basically, it's a Hakanah. Shtar Shah is a Hakanah Sechefetz. Because there is no mechanism to have you serve as my shaliach for din Torah. So every ashto is a built-in mechira, and that's why Nardoi in the first lashon stopped and says you can't do that. As an erushusay. What did the second lashon Nardoi say? He says the second lashon Nardoi says you're right about erushusay, but you're not right about what a hasho is. Hasho is not a mechira b'chol. Hasho is a shlichus. It's a fancy schmancy shlichus. Which otherwise shlichus wouldn't work, but if you write it, k'sav hashah, and you get it signed, then the whole to do. So chazal misarkin, if you do it derech k'sav, derech a power of attorney, an official document, so then chazal were willing to treat that as a valid shlichus. Says Taisus, lo yitzuya that hashah was a plain old mechira, then nobody would argue with the first lashon haradoi. Well, you can't be makdish against him. The only reason why the second lashon haradoi disagrees is because they held that's not a mechira, it's a shlichus. So it's muchach from Taisus, the entire sugim Taisus in Bevakam Defiant is assuming that what you can't be makdish, you can't say. It's chaykvili yav, and nobody ever argued with that. Nobody questioned that. If you believe in Rabbi Yechanan, you can't makdish, you can't sell it. What's the rationale for that? How did Taisus know to make the jump from hekdish to mechira? What's the answer? It's partial. I can't. Means if the charu, what Taisus meant to say was, is that when the Torah says ish ki yaktish is beisai, what does gzeres hakosu? It has to be b'shusai. Man, what does it do with gzeres hakosu? What does it do with hektish? The Torah has been begala to me that when something is ainu b'shuso, it's felt in the Bibles. It's a chisar in the Bibles. It's not up to par. It's not really, if it was really truly yours, it could be makdish. The ego of being makdish is begala to me that there's really something deficient here in your bailus. And therefore, any other chalois that requires bailus, requires a full-fledged bailus, and just as you can be makdish, you can be baicher. That's how Taisus learns Pshat. But the Rashbam of a Kabbalist, the Rashbam says no. The Rashba says, the first Lashon Nardoi held that way. You can't be Makdish, you can't be Meicher. The reason why the second Lashon changed, not because the second Lashon revamped what Harshah is. Harshah is the same old Bechir that we thought it was all along. The second Lashon held, just because you can't be Makdish, doesn't mean you can't sell. You can sell a Davashen and a Shusa. You can't be Makdish. The Rashba says, exactly what's with Hekdish. Kiyakdish is basic Hekdish. It's Xeris HaKosov. But Mechira is not bound by that Xeris HaKosov. So Mechira L'chon, Hekdish L'chon. And if you can, it is possible, it is feasible to sell. Now, truth to be told, even the Rashba, you have to tone down a little bit, because the Rashba agrees it's not only Hekdish. It must be fairish, it can't be Mafkir, Dabashin, and Mishuzo. So you've got to do some work on Hefkir and say Hefkir is similar to Hekdish, and you start invoking Rambams and other possible answers. So Hefkir gets stuck closer to the Hekdish than we thought it did, but Mechir is in its own world. And therefore, Zok the Rashba, the Maskonis Advar, we pass like the second Lashon Nardoi. The Halach is that you can write a Hashah. I'm a Dov Shem Shizu, because for that matter, you can do a Mechir and a Dov Shem Shizu as well. So Rabbi say, Now, when we see the Hilgik Tzais in Siman Tav Vav Siv Katan Beis, it's saying Pshat, saying Taich in the Gemara Baba Kama Mem Dalid, that the reason why Shor HaNiskol, Shor Mishadik Madinai, is Hikdisho in a Mukdosh, is Machor in a Machor. So we're seeing that the reason is because he's invoking in a Meshuso. Wait a second, hold the phone. That model of in a Meshuso will only work according to who? Who would the Ketzais of Pshat not work according to? It will not fly according to who? According to the Rashba.
Lishna Bastra.
But we pasuk Lishna Bastra, that's a given. According to the Rashba's version of the Lishna Bastra. Because according to the Rashba's version of the Lishna Bastra, you can sell a Dabar Shein HaMishusa. According to Tosfos' version of the Lishna Bastra, you can't sell a Dabar Shein HaMishusa. The only thing you can do is write a Hashah, Hashah is not really a Mechim. But according to the Rashba, that the reason Gufa why the Lishna Basra disagrees with the Lishna Kama is because the Lishna Basra holds that Eino Yochel HaHakdish or B'Yochel Limkor, there's no way in the world the Rashba could read the Gemara like the Ketzais just said. Just the Ha'ara B'Yalma. Just my Ha'ara. The Ketzais is transgavaldic pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama. Very innovative, very interesting pshat. Beautiful, creative pshat in the Gemara. But if the Gemara says in the same breath, Eino Mukdash Veino Mochor, you should just know that it can't be the Rashba speaking. Ketzais should be Meichel Zayt. Who are we to Ketzais? The Heilig Rav Ketzais was such an isha emes. He wouldn't want us not to say emes, and we thought it was emes. Emes Yeridak, right? Have a kasha against the Ketzais, which is only against the Ketzais, but it's not a real kasha. What do you mean by that?
He quotes the Rashba.
The Ketzais thought that the Ritva was the Rashba, so the Ketzais's whole theory was to explain the sheet as a Rashba. If that's what the Rashba was the author of those chedushim, which he wasn't, but if he was in the world of the Ketzais, then this cannot be the pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama, because the Rashba and Ayin, the Ayin of Baba Kama says, honest to goodness, that you can sell a double which is Eino Meshusa. Now, between you and me, I'm not losing any sleep over this kasha. You know why? Because I know, Eilat HaCharanim, about 50 years after Ketzais, realized that the Rashba wasn't the Rashba, it was the Ritva. So Baruch Hashem, we saved the Ketzais. No, we didn't. Because he's the Ritva, so then it's Buchach Bnei Ubei from the other Ritva back in Bava Metzia. So now we have the Ketzais. I mean, I can't even say it only because it's 2 days for Purim, so the Ketzais will probably get a smile on this one. We have the Hilgik Ketzais a little bit into the corner here. Because the Sa'ayin, whose Chidushim they were written in Masech HaSukkah. If they were the Chidushim Ritva like we know they were, then Hishtipot Torah is against the Ritva at the beginning of Amavki. If Naniach they were the Chedusha Rashba, then the Shibbutah is against the Rashba of Kamen of Ayin. I can't even say it, but again, only because it's Chadshal, it's ready Yir Aleph, so it's ready Bizmanayim, so a little Purim Torah. I think we just checkmated the Ketzais, no? I think the Ketzais would smile on this. No, I can't be pshat. His pshat could stand on its own 2 feet. It's a gewaltige pshat. But it's nish rashba nish mitva. It's fine. I have no problems with that. I have no problem. I will give this pshat credibility. We spoke about it for a day and a half already. And it's a mitashal teira. It's ale of ale. The Hilga Ketzais came up with a zaf theory in the Gemara. All the pieces are fitting. I'm fine. I'm a kabbalah. I'm a leif sholim. But it's nish rashba nish mitva. So basically, let's go back to the Gemara Baba Kama. So we're trained to look for Rishonim. So the only pshat in Rishonim that we have so far is the Raita. And, you know, we're not sure that Raita is Busto. We know for a fact the Ritva doesn't look that Raita. So the Didan that we thought the Eretz pshat in the Ritva was, the only way to salvage the Gemara Pesach of the Vav according to the Ritva was to invoke who? Who came to the rescue yesterday? Some Sofer. The Chometz is different. Man Ishtana. Allah is the Chometz. The Chometz is the Chometz. The Chometz is the Chometz. So if that was the route that we're going to go down in order to explain our Gemara, chametz is different. But regular plain and simple Isur Hana, or Shaloi, Bishusa, you could sell, you could do whatever you want with them. There's a Gemara here that's sticking out like a sore thumb. Which Gemara is that? Which Gemara is now very, very problematic. What? Of Kamem Dalin. Because Shor Niskol is not Tony Ibn Ailam. You have to be cycled to Shor, but then you could use it. I mean, then in theory, you don't have to throw it out. You don't have to burn it. You can leave it around. So wait a second. Hold the phone. According to the Emesa Ritva, which we committed to Chassam Sofer yesterday, that fundamentally, Isur Hana are Shaloi, Isur Hana are Bishusai, you can do whatever you please with them. So why is the Gemara say, Hikishan Mukhtash, Mokhra and Mokhra? So what's going on? We don't want to hold back, we don't want to fall back on the Raven. One Das Yachim Bishan, maybe it's Emes Lamita, but we don't want to commit Baba Kam and Dal to the Raven. So Pesachim Davov, we snuck out yesterday, Chassam Sofer, before the mailman left Preshburg, the Chassam Sofer got the word out. So he saved Pesachim Davov. What's he going to do about, what are we going to do about Kam and Dal? So basically, as we've said already many times, one kasha is a kasha, two kashas creates a teretz, three kashas is a yisod, four kashas is a shikloli. So at least we're going to have two kashas. There's something about the Gemara Baba Kama Mem Daled that anyway has to be re-explained and reformulated and reanalyzed, because there are Rishonim who have much more serious trouble with Baba Kama Mem Daled than we've even expressed at this point. The problem is, once it's a Shor Niskol, you don't have to destroy it. So you threw it off the cliff, and now I can use it to give it to the dogs. I mean, in theory, it's also by now, but you can hold on to it. So, if the Gemara that's standing in our way of our theories is Baba Kama Mem Daled, you have to be intellectually honest and realize that Baba Kama Mem Daled is a huge problem for other Rishonim for a totally different reason. And whenever you see a Gemara that's flying in the face of a whole series of Rishonim, there's got to be another shot in the Gemara. So which great Rishon is Baba Kama Mem Daled holds a tremendous challenge to? Who knows? There's a very, very famous sheets in Rishonim about Shor Niskol. There's a view of Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a long, long Taisus in Sanhedrin. Taisus in Zvachim makes reference to it. In case you have a lot of time, you can read the Taisus in Sanhedrin. It's really long. Wow. I didn't even realize how much I put on it. Oh, come on, guys. I can't read that whole Tosis. It's a long Tosis. So I'll try to share with you what Rabbeinu Tam said. Let's go back to the drawing board, back to Shor Niskol. Ki yigach shoras ish os yishav ha-meis. So kol yisakel ha-shor. V'lo yochlas besor v'al shor noki. So mitzvah skila, iser achilas basar, and the Baal HaShor goes off scot-free naki. So the Gemara in Pesachim, second parak, in Kedushin, the second parak, in Makam Remalach, a few places in the Sugya Piyos, it's the same kasha. So kol yisakel ha-shor, v'lo yochlas basar roi, sokol yisakel ha-shor, en yadesh in aveila, on aveila sur b'yachila, matam v'lo b'lo yochlas basar roi. Famous kasha, right? Kasha Chumash Kutzim. Anyone know the famous kasha of Taisus and the Shimon Kibetz in that Gemara, just as an aside? The Gemara says, Sapa Yisrael Lashor, you have to throw the animal off the cliff and have to stone it. So of course it's an Avela. How in the world could you ever eat the Sar Avela? Anyone know the kasha? Maybe the Torah is talking about what? It's a what? It's a ben pekua. What's a ben pekua? You know what a ben pekua is? Let's say I have a female animal. I shecht it. I open it up, and by golly, it was pregnant. And the baby walks out. Here I am, alive and well. That animal doesn't require shechita. Minotara. You know why? It was nita b'shechita sa'im. It's walking around, spazzing around on the farm. You can just take it, hit it over the head and eat it. It doesn't require shechita. It was already shachut. It's called a ben pekul. Because there's an oisim. The behem oisim techelo, the rabbis mashi b'saicha. It's called a ben pekul. So come to Rishon and ask, maybe the shor haniskel of the parsha is a ben pekul. So a taka doesn't eat shechita. Sokol yisakol ashor, throw it off the cliff. So al tzuchus devela would have been mutanid. Kamash belon, that would have been the whole tzurich of the pasuk. The entire pasuk, lock, stock, and barrel, would have been lo yochus basar. Would have been to teach me the din of a shor haniskel for a ben pekul. But if it's nish ben pekul, then I know it's ready in avela. That's the kasha Tyson the Shibu Kabetz is asking. You know how much ink has been spilled in that kasha? It's a long dish of kasha. Edward was back from Psachim days. Oh, you were around Psachim, I know. 4 year days?
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah, it was before. No, it was before.
4 year days. We were in Psachim, the second pair. So we learned last time the Shibu in Psachim, about 9, 10 years ago. So we spent a lot of time in that kasha. That's the second pair of kasha. Nothing. So the Gemara says that in addition to Vein, the Bela Subi Achila, Matam Lorachas Pesoroi, Malamed, Shim Shochta Lachash Nigmadinai is also Banu. Once it's Nigmar Hadin, if I go ahead and I shecht it, so that's Takan Nevela. I shecht it because of knife, I did a perfectly kosher shechita. So it's Takan Nevela. Kamash Malan, it's still also Lachas Pesora, and even Banu as well, Balashar Maki, it's also Banu. So the Tashmuk formulates that Pasuk Lechas Basara is really truly talking about Nigmardino Vishachata. So how do we understand this Xerzakasa, this new din, this new Tashmuk Bed, Nigmardino Vishachata is also? What's Pshat? So most of the Rishonim understood probably what it means as follows. Before this special Drasha came onto the scene, if I would stop and ask you, what's the Iser for Neshar Nisim? What creates the Iser Hanal for Neshar Nisim? What would you have said? Before you read this Gemara. Sakol Yisakel Ashar Lachas Asarai Bala Shanaki. Give me the moment of time, the moment of truth that this the Iser is Chal. When is it? So read the Pasuk. Sakol Yisakel Ashar V'lo Ye'ochel Asarai Bala Shanaki. So what has to happen in order for Lo Ye'ochel and Bala Shanaki to kick in? Skila. I would have thought the skilas ashore is the Isa. That's the engine that's driving the Isra now. Come to Tashma Ben says that there is a new din now called Nigmadina Asar, Nigmadina Bashachle Asar. So based on that new din, we have to change when the Shasa Osa was. I thought the Shasa Osa was the actual physical skila. Kamash below on the Shasa Isa is when? Give me two words.
Gmardin.
That is the Chiddush HaTorah of Lechas Besorah. Because again, the Pasuk cannot be referring to after Skila, because that's silly, I know it's already in Avela. So Al Korach, the Pasuk is referring to Shechtelach and Gmardin. Zeman from those that the real Isa is the Gmardin. And it's not such a crazy concept, that's a foreign concept. Because the Gmardin creates almost like the status of the Gavra Ketila, like the same way we have the Bedin Nefashis of a person. Once there's a Gmardin, so the person is almost called only the Lihorik and the Horik Domain. It's almost like Eli is dead. And if let's say there's Nigmar Din on Ruvain, and then Shimon goes and kills him, he's not a Ritzayah. Because there's a Nigmar Din, it's really a guy from Ketila. So, Lechara, that's what the Gemara means here. Also, that's what this Tashim HaPelet, and this Allah HaMashtiri teaches us, is that Nigmar Din is the Yisir. That's what many, many Rishonim, probably it could be most of Rishonim hold that way. It's a simple Pshat of the Gemara. Comes Rabbeinu Tam and says that it's not correct. Comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, what would the din be in the following case? Let's say it's Nigmar HaDin. Beis already passing as a shah, in the school. Beis Din says, okay, Skilas Ashar will take place at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's now 11 o'clock in the morning. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if the guy's smart, you know what he'll do? What will he do? He'll quickly, he's got some plowing in his field to do. He'll work the next shoe out, whatever he can get out of the shoe, I'll let him get out of it. He'll plow his field down with the shore, and then 4 o'clock, the sheriff will come and pick up the shore to be killed. Many times there's nothing wrong with him. Perfectly okay. But let's say, you know, sure to be killed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and the kids want a little piggyback ride around the farm. No problem. I mean, if you want to have your kids ride on a show that just killed somebody, that's your prerogative. So you stick the kids on, a little daring kind of a guy, you know, pretty risky kind of fellow. So I put the kids on the animal, having a great time, circus calamari trip. No problem, Rabbeinu Tam says, had to go. By saying that, what did Rabbeinu Tam just say? What did Rabbeinu Tam just say by saying that, by permitting that? Rabbeinu Tam said, the Pharisee allowed to do those things. What is not the Shas Oisir? The Gemara did. Because there already was a Gemara at 11 o'clock, and he's still letting you running a piggyback service. He's still plowing your fields. So obviously, Rabbeinu Tam holds the Shas Gemara did was not the Oisir. So what is the Oisir? The Skilus Ashor? Like we thought all along, wait a second. If the Skilus Ashor is really the Oisir, what's the problem? Rabbeinu Tam agrees, if I would shecht it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if I call the sheikh to quickly shecht the shore before the sheriff picks it up, Nigmadino also shecht the Yasa Bano. There was no skila. So what happened? It's a very strange Rabbeinu Tam. So could somebody please point to me when the Shas Oisir is? It's not Nigmadin because Rabbeinu Tam says you can take a piggyback ride on it in the afternoon. It's not skila because Rabbeinu Tam has to agree to what the Gemara says that even shachtai, the achanik medim is also. So what is the Oisir? What is the Oisir of the animal according to Rabbeinu Tam? Very, very tricky. But one thing I can tell you, kol zman that the animal is alive, it's about the banu. Rabbeinu Tam says, lo shamanu lo ra'ina, there should be such a thing as an animal that's alive in Asabano. It just doesn't exist. There's no such entity. You want to know what the Shas Oser is? It could be the Shas Oser is the Mises Ashor. The Chiddush of Lechus Besara of the Teshuva Peh is you don't need a Skilus Ashor to be Oser, but you do need a Mises Ashor. Now, if you want to get really fancy and say, it's not a Mises Ashor that asks, it's a Harigas Ashor that asks. But if the Hariga was, there are Skila, there are Shchita. It'll happen, interesting enough, Kamina, if the Ashor dies by itself in those 4 hours, will it be also by no? That's a Tumla Necharina. But we don't have to go down that route right now. One thing is clear, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kol Zman, this animal is walking around, it is Mutabano. No shout about it, but Tom said you can take for piggyback ride to Mutabano. What's the problem? What's the problem, Quentin Rabbeinu Tam?
It's poor Amitsura.
Poor Amitsura, man. Rabbeinu Tam talks about that. Yeah. What can you sell him? What is the price of the Machmeinu Machmeinu? What do the words mean? Machmeinu Machmeinu. Why not? Why can't I sell it? It's Mutabano. So Tyson Sanhedrin has multiple pshatim on this. But one of the answers that Tyson gives is as follows. If you take a look at the 9th of Bar Mekarmis on the first side of the page, the Hadiyam are 3 lines on the bottom. Hadiyam Bishuli Peridal Behei, the Shoshni Medina Mocher and Mocher, Afil Raja, you can't even tell it to work with. Haina Mishum the Osilanas Dina Mitzvah Sokloi. What did you say? What did Rabbeinu Tam just say? Everybody knows what Tosh just said? Mocher and a mocher doesn't mean what it sounds like. Mocher and a mocher doesn't mean the mechir is no good. Of course the mechir is good. Why can't you sell it? It's yours. It's 100% yours. It's shalom u'bishus. And not about not about. You know what mocher and a mocher means? Don't think that because you sold it to somebody, that somebody is going to be able to tell the sheriff, no, I just invested $1,000 in the shore, I'll give you a few days to work with the shore, I'll get my money's worth. No. There's an Isla Anas as Dina. You're not allowed to delay Mises Bezin. I don't know if a person for an animal also Mises Bezin can say shore. Mocher to mocher doesn't mean in Chesha Mishmer it's not mocher. Mocher to mocher means that don't think your sale is going to delay our court proceedings. If the sheriff's got a rendezvous with this animal at 4 o'clock to take it to be to the base of Skila, that's where it's going. I don't care whether Farmer Brown from down the road just spent $10,000 to get a few days out of work out of this animal. Tough luck, Mr. Farmer. Machre to Machor, we're not going to waste that time listening to you. We have a mitzvah to do. We got a warrant against this animal. We got to get this animal out of here. We have a mitzvah to skeel us ashore. According to Rebbe Tam, Machre to Machor has absolutely zero to do with our sugya. We have spent 40 minutes learning a sugya. I hope everyone enjoyed it, but there's nothing to do with our sugya. Zero. Nothing. Absolutely nothing to do with our sugya. Rabbi say, I think that any Rishon who holds that a davar ha'asar b'hana belongs to you, and also thinks the davar ha'asar b'hana is b'shuso, or even if you think it's not b'shuso, but you think like the Rashba, that you can actually sell a davar shana b'shuso, I think they have no choice but to hide behind Rabbi Thomas Rishon in this gemara. That mocher in a mocher doesn't mean what we thought it meant. The ktsos to what mocher in a mocher means is, didn't mammon is gevalt, what's pshat? Must be a shaloi ben b'shusayt. Or we stuck into the rive, gevalt, it's mocher in a mocher, and cheshebish, but the mammon is mocher in a mocher, because it's in a shaloi. Anyone who's not willing to go down, either rivets or ktsosim, and we've already collected Rishonim and Acharonim, Ritvas, Achsab, Seifas, and Rashba. We got a heckle of people who are not comfortable going down neither the Raivish Pshat nor the Ketzaisis Pshat. They're going to have to hide behind Rabbeinu Tam and say, you know, Mocher and Mocher doesn't mean what we thought it meant. It doesn't mean they have to necessarily agree to Rabbeinu Tam that Shoy Nisqal's Butra and Amichayim. They don't have to say that. They're not Meshubah to that. But they are Meshubah to the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam that Mocher and Mocher doesn't mean the Mechir is Bottom. There is no good market. There's no good market that says the Mechir is Bottom. So when all this dust settles, Rabbi said, we have three possibilities in Isurena. What it takes us on Isurena. Either you go down the Raiva, that's in Ishalai. The Ketzais is quasi-ritzma, the Ketzais is Shita Me'atzmai, Ishalai Ve'en Mishusai. Or the third possibility of what we thought was Yamasa Ritva, was the Chsam Seifer's work, that Isurena are Shalai Ubishusai, and Chomets is the odd man out. So the Gemara Bava Kaman Def Memdalit can be interpreted in multiple ways. Raiva can interpret it, Ketzais can interpret it, and we can interpret it. Holding on for deal after a bit of time. Anyway, B'lav Achi, for other logistical reasons, how to reinterpret the entire Gemara. So, basically, there's one last Gemara in Bava Kama that also may or may not shed light on the topic. And that's on the 10th of the Bava Kamas. Gonav Shar Niskol V'Tavachai. If a person steals a Shar Niskol and he shechts it, he has to pay Dal Behei, at least according to Rabbi Meir. Now this is a loaded topic. Anyone here learned Meruba? Anyone learned Meruba recently? Anyone here learned Elanirus recently, not that long ago? Some of you may even Mashiach learned Elanirus, so the same comes up in both places. Identical sugya. There are a lot of things that revolve around that statement of Rabbi Meir. Gonav Shar Niskol V'Tavachai Mishalem Arba V'Chamisha. Shalom Dal V'Hei. There's one very, very basic issue. Is that called the Tvicha Mechayeves? What's the problem with that Tvicha? What's the problem with that Shechita? Shechta Shoy Niskol. What's the problem with that Shechita? It's not going to be Matve Be'achila. So that's what's called the what? Who remembers? What's that called? We'd have a Shechita that doesn't...
Shechita Shein Ruya.
It's called the Shechita Shein Ruya. So it's the Machlekes of Bishimon and the Rabbanon. In Kola Terekula, there are a lot of dinim that revolve around Shechita. The first and foremost important dinim of Shechita is that it's Matav Yechila. Then there's a secondary dinim, it's Matav Dei Nevela. But there are a half dozen other dinim that revolve around Shechita. Say, Lamashal, there's an issue of Lo Sish Chatu B'Yamechad. Show ourselves, Sovias B'Noy Lo Sish Chatu B'Yamechad. You're not allowed to shecht an animal and it's a child on the same day. Lo Sish Chatu. If you shoot it, that's not called Lo Sish Chatu. Not a nice thing to do, but that's not called Lo Sish Chatu B'Yamechad. It's called Maisa Shechita. So let's say, for example, if I shechted an animal in a goof that I made it in a vela by mistake, then there would be no issue to shecht its child. Because lo sishchatu, the vela is not called ma'aseh shechita. Or let's say there's a mitzvah kis yadam, asher yatzu tzeichel of yeshechel, b'shevach es damo, it has to be derech shechita. If I shecht, let's say, the kis yadam doesn't apply to a domesticated animal, it only applies to chayas or to oifis. So if I shecht a chicken or shecht a deer or something, there's a mitzvah of kis yadam. but in shechted or v'shechted in a goof that became an avela, then there's no mitzvah kisei. Then there's another din of shechita. Utvach b'chorim. If I steal an animal and I shoot it, that's not darbe. It's only kefir. But if I shechted kasher shechita, utvach b'tvicha, it's a lashon shechita. So then and only then there's a din of darbe. So it's machlokes hatanoi b'din b'shimon and rabbanim. But what would the din be if there's nothing wrong with the shechita per se? I shechted the siman properly, but there's some tangential reason why I can't eat this meat. Either because it's shreifa, or because maybe it's shechita chutz, maybe it's chushe shechita beazara. You can come with a half dozen different reasons that halachically prevent me from eating this food, but the shechita per se is okay. Leave me out of chayim shechita or shechita shreifa. There's nothing with shechita shreifa. You can have something the shechita is perfectly good. It's chushe shechita beazara. So when you have halacha, it depends upon shechita, and the shechita per se was acceptable shechita, but there's another issa that's superimposed on the animal, that's called the shechita shein ru'uya, and that's a machlokes tanoim, we call it tarakula. Is that called the ma'aseh shechita? Is that called a din shechita for the chi of the alvei, for isav yasbino, etc.? It's based on psukim, whole drasha, the seventh part of the Kama, how Rabbi Shimon knew that, and they didn't know nothing. So the Gemara quotes a brayse that Rabbi Meir happened to be of the opinion that Gonoshah Niskol Utvachai, Rabbi Meir was the Baruch of Rabbi Shimon, this one. He held like all the other Tanam, all the other Chachamim, that Shechita Shein Ru'uya is called the Ma'aseh Shechita. So you can't theoretically be Chayav Dal Vehei for Shechting a Shor Niskol. So Gemara is a big kasha. On the 11th of the Ramah Kaimis, the Gemara says, Shor Niskol Yisra Noninu, Lav Demar Ketavach. Gemara says, wait a second. Even if you hold that Shechita Shein Ru'uya Shema Shechita, there's still a huge problem with telling the guy that you chayav dal v'hei for shechting a shoniskel. What's the problem? It's asimano. Lav the barakatovach. What's for dal v'hei? You just shechted the dal and lav the mari. It's not the owner, it doesn't belong to the guy. It's lav the barakatovach. So what kind of dal v'hei is there? That's the Gemara's kasha. Anyone know the Gemara's answer? We spoke about this answer a long time. People may not remember the context of what the Gemara's answer was. Gemara says, you're right. If you shech outright a shor niskol, you're not going to be chayav dal v'hei. The only time you can potentially be chayav if it's a davar gerom l'mamon, remember? This was the Gemara's answer. The Rabbi Meir, Savalek, Rabbi Shimon, Savalek, Rabbi Yossi, you know? Davar gerom l'mamon, remember? Hachama eskim, and Savalek, Rabbi Yaakov, Savalek, Rabbi Shimon. He held like Rabbi Shimon that davar gerom l'mamon is kevamon d'amon. He held like Rabbi Yaakov that hechziro muchzor and you could say Rabbi Shechul Fanecha, right? That was the whole. What are we talking about this? That was the first sugya of this Nuzman, right? Davar gerom l'mamon. So that was the Gemara's answer to this kasha. I think the problem was we learned that sugya first, so we didn't realize this was the answer to this kasha because I chopped off the end of the Gemara. That's why you get cheated when you look at just things on the sheets. You should really look up the Gemaras because if you just look at the sheets, you just get the. Assuming that I put the right Maramachum on, half the time is wrong anyway, but at least you get the tamsis of the sugya, whereas if you actually open up the Gemara, then you see the next line, then you get a little bit of a context. Rabbi Talbot said to me, said, you know, and it's a big disservice that they print the psukim of Tanakh, print them on the side of the Gemara, because in the old days, people would actually get up and open up a Tanakh. So they knew there was a thing called the Navi Yishayahu. So it doesn't mean they had tzav kiyas in Yishayahu, but if they look up the pasuk of the Gemara, so they inevitably will probably look at pasuk before pasuk after, and there's a haftarah, chief by Galilee, there was a Navi out one day, his name was Yishayahu, and Navi, we spoke about this, it's a confession, one of them. So there was like a little bit of a hecker that there's a thing called Tanakh. He said, now, nobody knows it's Tanakh, they just know there's on the side of the Gemara. There's a thing called the pasuk. We don't know, is it a chumash from Navi, from Ksuvim, from money? We have no idea, no proof. So it's a little bit of a disservice. So the sheets are important, what you do, because we're in a base ministry, no Svarim, so it's a problem. But if you have Svarim, you have Gemaras, you should look up the Gemaras themselves. So the Gemara has the Kash, the Gemara says, forget about Shechita Shein Ru'uya, it's lo yitachein to be chayav dal v'hei, because Yisir Hanon, then he'll love the market of it. No? Let's hear the wheels turning. Wheels turning on the sugya. What do you mean, love the market of it? Why is it inconceivable to be chayav dal v'hei? According to which Rishon is that obvious? According to which Rishon does make what? According to Rav, this Gemara is like a child. Lav the market of it, according to Tosafot, no, it's not his. It Pasha doesn't belong to him. Remember the Rav the Shitosai? The Rav said that the essential oil is not yours, and the Chametz and Pesach is not yours, and the Shardisko before was yours. The Shardisko! Shardisko, Zer Shavah, the same way it wasn't yours, it's not 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 yours So love the market, how in the world did he be chayiv on shechti? What kind of tevech da'aveh is that? It's not the guy, it doesn't belong to the guy. It's also about no. So according to the Rav, this Gemara reads like a child. But, wait a second. What about according to the Ritva? Okay, the Ketzos is Ritva. What's the Gemara saying? It's Shaloi Vieta Vishusai. What Gevaldik Chedish is the Gemara saying according to the Ketzos? Learns it from this Gemara. What's the Gevaldik Chedish according to the Ketzos, what the Gemara saying? In order to be Chayav Dal Behei, it's not enough to steal something that what? That is Shaloi. You have to steal something that's Shalom u'bishusai. If it's not b'shusai, it's not subject to the kanas of Dal Behe. Is that a b'chirish? No. Because the Gemara said b'feirish. When the Gemara discussed it, b'makam Rabbi Yechon and Shita, about the concept of Eina b'shusai, the Gemara brings a raya that something is called Eina b'shusai. There's a concept of Eina b'shusai. From the sugya of a gunam and a gana taught the occasion. If Reuven steals it from Shimon and Levi steals it from Reuven, Levi doesn't have to pay kefil. So the Gemara says, why not? I understand why you don't pay the ganav because it's not his. Why do you pay the nignav? So the Gemara says, because it's Eina B'shusai. So you see from the Gemara that a Dosh Eina B'shusai is somehow not subject to the kenosis of kefil, or the kenosis of Dal Behei. So if the Ketzos is right, he's claiming that a davar also by Noah is like the equivalent of a gazela. It's an Eina B'shusai Balamor style of yesterday. So this Gemara is saying something very simple, very straightforward. When the Gemara asks the kasha, what are you talking about? Are you talking? How can you say you pay Dal Behei? Sure, this could love the market davar. The Gemara doesn't mean Eina Shaloi. The Gemara really means Eina B'shusai. That's what the Gemara really means. Love the market davar means Eina B'shusai. Notice in the parentheses it says love the day katavach. I don't put those parentheses in. So according to the Raya, the Gemara reads Mamish Kipshutai. It's Eina Shaloi, so therefore for Shteitzach there's no Chiyuv Dal Behei until it's Eina Shaloi. And even according to the Ketzos that it's Shaloi, Aver Eina B'shusai, also the Gemara can be understood. But who's in a big pickle again? We are in a huge pickle. Because we were hanging on to dear life to the Chassam Zayfer yesterday. Because we were convinced that was ultimately the Shinis of Ritvon Sukkah, not like the Ketzos is Bior. And we had to say that Chometz is difficult to Tony Gudman Oilam, but regularly Suri Hana are what? Rabbi say? Are Shaloi and what? And Bishusa. And therefore you really can sell, and you really can be mocked the Shah in the skulls. And when the Gemara says, Ain't a Machar, Ain't a Muktish, the Gemara didn't really mean it. The Gemara just meant, it means we're not going to delay things. So according to us, what's Pshat this Gemara? What's Pshat this line of Gemara? How can the Gemara say with a straight face, love the market? How can the Gemara make that statement? Love the market? It's not pushing that true. What's not the market? According to the Raya's vision of the market, according to the Ketzos, it's the clause I love the market. With the Don, Chassam Sofer, you can't get the mailman back from Pressburg, send the letter back. It's not true. What do we love the market? What's all love the market? So the Stibler in Siakov suggests a very simple Gemara. What do you think the grandiose price of the shore is right now? You just shechted the shore in the school. It was Nigmadino and you just shechted it. So it's worth how much right now? One big one? One big zero. How did he calculate? We need some math. Where's Barak? Okay, you're going to pay Dal Behei based on the value of this item, right? I need some advanced math, guys. 4 and 5 times what? 0 equals? 0, there you go. Mr. Pastor Regents, right? 0. 1 big fat 0. What's for Dal Behei? How can we have Dal Behei? It's not worth anything. It's a joke. It's a light service. It's like this type. Well, the Mori Katovach means it's practically not his. it's not his immediate moment. Is it Shalaya? Is it Peshusaya? It's all true. But to be Bechayim Dalva, hey, it's not the market. There's nothing coming to him. It's not Shemapruta. It's less than Shemapruta. It's worthless. It's zero. This Gemara of a Kamadach and Aleph is not talking about the Sunya, Vayna Shalaya, Vayna Peshusaya. It's not addressing Yisriya, no. It's just making a simple observation that a Dover Asmur, no, the mice is not worth anything. We're going to come back to this in two sugyas down the line when the Mishnah speaks about being Mekadesh Isha with the Dover Asavano. The Mishnah says it's no good. You can't be Mekadesh Isha with that. So hopefully, Mitzvah, we're going to see it a couple days from now that according to the Ravid, I understand why you can't be Mekadesh because it's not yours. According to the Tzais, you can't transfer to the woman. You can't give the ring. You can't be Mekadesh with her. But according to us, I'm sorry for the Rishpah, why can't be Mekadesh Isha with it? What's the answer? Because what? It's not what the Pruta. When the Messiah condition asks him the Chuppah, tell me, Adam, how much you think this is worth? Zero. Zero, zero. So there are certain areas of Halacha where Bailus is not the key, Shavius is the key. Kuliyamali Pliyya, Dabar Aslana, there's only Shavius, whether it has Bailus, but Shalom Bishus, so that's the last 2 days of Shia. But Shavius is Zichit doesn't have. So in order to be Chayyad Dalmei, you need Shavius a Chayfetz of a Pruta, it's not a Pruta, let's Shavius to speak about Dalmei. So, remember at the end of the show yesterday I said we're going to learn two sugyas about the Kama. I kept my word. We learned Mem Aleph and we learned Mem Dal and Mem Aleph. And both of these sugyas potentially impacted on our discussion. The Ravid definitely had one mahalach in these sugyas. Tzais, as his Ritva's version, had a different mahalach. And we went down the third mahalach. And basically, our third mahalach showed us that both of these sugyas are not our sugya. Neither of them has any relevance to us again. The Gemara Mem Dalet was in the world of Rabbi Natan, Mocha and Mocha doesn't mean it. And this Gemara 9 Aleph doesn't mean it either. You have two Gemaras of Bava Kama that mean nothing. But I hope everyone enjoyed learning two sugyas of Bava Kama. So what's Kedai to learn Bava Kama? But this has nothing to do with Pesach Nevov. So you choose, according to the Ravid, these two sugyas of Bava Kama are reiterating Vashneit and Pesach. There are four sugyas according to the Ravid. There's Pesach Nevov, Sukkot Lamed Hei, Bava Kama Mem Dalet, Bava Kama 9 Aleph. They're all saying the same thing. According to the Ktzais, there are three important sugyas. There's Pesachim, there are the two sugyas of Bava Kama. The Gemara in Sukkah is exclusive back to Shur, it's a different sugya lagamer. So according to the Ravid, you have four sugyas saying the same thing. According to Ktzais, you have three sugyas saying the same thing. So according to us, there's no sugyas saying the same thing. Sugyas of Bava Kama talk in a different language lagamer. Sukkah is a different language. Sukkah is exclusive back to Shur, Pesachim is Chametz is different, Bava Kama is Rabbeinu Tam, and the end of Bava Kama is not Shabbos. There are four different sugyas saying nothing to do with each other. So it's always important when you learn, you have to figure out, are sugyas related or not related? So it depends who you ask. When they arrive, they're very related. When they say they're 75% related, when us, they're zero. There are four different distinct sugyas have nothing to do with each other. Hopefully that's from tomorrow, so we'll start the next sugya. Okay, so the next sugya is going to be Mamash, segue right into the next sugya. But hopefully that's from guys, get ahead.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it seems like every Gemara is pretty easy to read with the Ravid. Is there a reason why people don't read the Gemara?
I'm sure. 10 says 50.